mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Now, 30 seconds into this second hour. On this Wednesday, the 6th day of April, 2005, I'm your host, Alex Jones. I know the phone lines are loaded. Your calls are coming up. Plus, I want to get into President Bush's approval rating at all-time low for a president who's been reelected in a second term at this point. Zogby poll shows overwhelming rejection of gun bans as terror solution that Bush is now pushing out Clinton and Clinton. There's talk of Mel Gibson for president. Also, the Minuteman Project on the southern border, 141 illegals caught so far, simply reporting them to the Border Patrol. That's all they're doing. The Border Patrol at the ground level is very supportive, but El Presidente, El Liberal, is against it. I read an article over the weekend. We posted it on Monday. It was out of the Arizona Republic, originally Cox News Service, quoting a Phil Carter, who is a lawyer and, of course, a military veteran and writes for major publications on military affairs, and he was one of the experts, quoted as saying we're going to have a draft just to continue on in Iraq or to have any two-theater wars. And that's what the Pentagon's been saying, but there's still denial out there in the public. So we're going to break here in a few minutes, but we're honored to have with us for the next 30 minutes Phil Carter. Phil, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks, Alex.
I mean, you've been writing a lot of editorials about why we need a draft to go over it for us.
Well, I think what you have to do is start with the assumption that we're the world superpower and that we need to project American power abroad. And if you accept that assumption, then you've got to look at what supply you need to meet that demand. As constituted, the all-volunteer force today cannot meet that demand. It simply can put the best force on the battlefield possible to a point. But when you need the sheer volume necessary to take on Iraq, Iran, China, North Korea, and Sudan all at the same time, then you really need to start looking at options like a draft.
Well, I mean, the Secretary of the Army said they need 400,000 troops before they went into Iraq, but he was ignored, the generals were ignored, and things aren't going too well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the RAND Corporation did a study last summer, or 2 summers ago, that looked at how many troops we would need to decisively win the peace in Iraq. And if you use Bosnia as a model, it would have taken 250,000. If you use Kosovo as a model, it would have taken 526,000. And that's a one-shot deal. The U.S. Army and Marine Corps combined cannot put that many people on the ground and sustain it over the course of years.
So forget the invasions of Iran and Syria, but it looks like they're still making preparations for that.
Yeah, that's right, and it's unclear where they're going to get the forces necessary. I mean, we can do some things with air power, and we can do some things with sea power, like deter China from taking over Taiwan, but you know, you really do need boots on the ground for some of these missions, and frankly, they're not there right now.
All right. Well, we got a break here in a second. I want to come back and recap this and have a discussion about it and you know, go into more detail. I know you write for a lot of big newspapers. What are some of the current articles you've written? What's the best ways to find them?
The best way to find them is to Google me. Philip Carter, plug that into a search engine, and you'll pull them all up.
Because I've read several of them, and I totally agree with your analysis. I mean, it's just common sense, but they've introduced legislation to do it, but the Bush administration keeps denying that they've got plans for a draft. So what gives? It doesn't. 2 plus 2 here isn't. I mean, 2 plus 2 means a draft. They're telling us 2 plus 2 equals 7.
That's right, and I think some of the issue is political here. You know, that shouldn't be a surprise. Everything in Washington is political, but if you put all the costs of the war on the table ahead of time, you know, it's unlikely that any American majority is going to support it.
All right, stay there, Phil. We got a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. I want to recap all this and then get into more specifics with you. We're talking to Philip Carter, military analyst, writer. We'll be back.
Alex
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, our guest is an Army veteran of 10 years, got out as a captain, and he's also a lawyer. He writes for major magazines and newspapers in this country as a military analyst and commentator. And he was quoted in a Cox News Service article that I saw in the Arizona Republic. We posted it as a headline on Monday at Infowars.com concerning how military analysts say we're going to need a draft. And again, that's what Secretary of the Army said before they kicked him out. White said, they said 400,000 troops at least in Iraq to get the job done. They're now doing stop loss. People who've already been in for 5-10 years, they say, sorry, you can't leave. Or reserves who were promised they'd never be needed overseas. Oh, you're going to be in theater 2 years. Well, now 4 years. Well, we're never going to let you leave. All of this is happening. They've set up the draft boards again. They've doubled the funding for selective service. Republicans and Democrats have introduced bills. You know, they call it a joke by Rangel out of New York, the congressman, but it's not just Rangel. We've got Republicans introducing these bills. Universal Service Act, men and women being drafted. Bush tried to use Private Lynch as a poster girl for women in frontline military action. So this is all happening, and talking to Philip Carter, for those that missed the last segment, Phil, let's just go over the facts, the different RAND Corporation and Army and Pentagon studies They have to have a draft just to stay in Iraq. I mean, the Republican guard that's now been turned into the National Guard of Iraq, they're not doing a good job. Just go over it for us. Give us your analysis. You know, let's say if you had 3 minutes on national TV to give folks your analysis. Give us your testimony.
Okay, thanks, Alex. The issue right now is how we're going to sustain an involvement of 140 to 150,000 U.S. troops in Iraq for the long term. Since the invasion 2 years ago, and it's important to note that tomorrow will be the anniversary of the Thunder Run that took Baghdad, we've rotated more than 400,000 U.S. troops through Iraq. And the most recent rotations have become increasingly composed of reserve units because we've already run through all of the active duty units. And in truth be told, we've run through a lot of the reservists as well. And most folks in the Pentagon say that in mid-2006, we're going to run out of everything. And at that point, we're either going to need to reconstitute parts of the reserves that have been to Iraq before or been to Iraq and Afghanistan or another deployment before, and that essentially need to be put back together to replace the soldiers who got out after that deployment. And then we're going to start seeing people on the active side deploy for the third or fourth time. And at a certain point, you have to wonder whether the current structure is good enough or whether we need something else to bring people in the door. Both the Army and the Marines have not been able to meet their recruiting targets recently, and the reserves have been even worse. And it's unclear whether the all-volunteer force can continue to bring in the people it needs into the front door to meet this this commitment of 150,000, which, in my opinion, is going to continue for at least 2 or 3 years.
Now, at the same time, the billboards are everywhere. The TV ads are everywhere. You go to a movie, there might be two military ads. They're recruiting all over the inner cities, targeting the disadvantaged. I mean, I've never seen a press like this, and they're still not getting their numbers. They do tricks in the services, like lowering their recruiting target to claim, oh, we didn't miss our target. But the Marines, historically, have always not had a problem. As you said, they're having a big problem, even though they're seen as an elite force that people want to be in. And now they're doing this stop loss, which is basically slavery. I mean, somebody's already served. And then you say, okay, sorry, you've got to go back for another year. I mean, even in World War II, they didn't do that. Even in Vietnam, they didn't do that. These are people that have already served, and they're saying, you've got to go back now. I've read the military studies. They know most people fall apart if you try to put them in these high-stress, high-combat guerrilla zones for more than a tour. The Pentagon knows that it's like tires on a truck. We're going to have more and more blowouts. This just isn't going to work. The gas runs out in mid-2006, and I think that's conservative. I think it's a lot of military analysts are saying sooner. So what are they going to do?
Well, you know, I don't know that I would call it slavery. Whenever someone joins the military, they sign a contract that has a lot of fine print. And this is in there.
But you're a lawyer, but they've looked at that fine print, and some federal courts have been, some courts have been ruling, though, that it doesn't really say that.
Almost all the courts that have heard this have said it's a legitimate deal. Very rarely does a challenge to stop loss or a challenge to an enlistment contract ever go
through. So you're not just for the draft then, Captain. You are for this stop loss.
No, I think the use of stop loss and other measures belies an unwillingness on the Pentagon's part to look at the underlying problem, which is, quite frankly, we don't have enough troops to do the job. And so instead of addressing that head-on and having a public debate about how to get the troops, they are using all the measures at their disposal to overstretch today's military. And so you have units from the Army and the Marines going back for their third time in Iraq. And, you know, frankly, that is not good personnel policy, as you say. We are going to have people who reach their breaking point.
Well, I mean, from the studies I've seen, and you obviously know more about this than I do, but I've had generals and admirals on retired about this. They say that's very abusive.
It is, and, you know, it's taken us 30 years to build this all-volunteer military since Vietnam. It's only going to take us 3 to break it. The force today is at a very delicate point. What you're seeing now are two very disturbing trends. One, a lot of the mid-timers, those professional sergeants and captains and majors who have said, I've had enough, I'm getting out, my family can't take it. That's very dangerous because those people are the backbone of the force. Two, you're seeing the recruiting problems. And these aren't just small recruiting problems that you can address by bumping up the incentives $5,000 or $10,000. You know, when you're giving out bonuses already in the tens of thousands of dollars, you really do have to worry about that point where the next dollar is not going to bring in the recruits.
But a lot of the Guard people are now on welfare and food stamps. I mean, they're getting treated even worse.
The reserves have always had issues where their soldiers make more in the civilian sector than they do on a military salary. I think what this war has been is a reality check for the reserves.
Sure you've heard, though, sir, that they're foreclosing on reservist homes even though they're not supposed to.
And that's illegal. And there have been some reports in the New York Times recently about how major creditors and major banks are engaging in practices that are flatly wrong. And I think the public needs to be more vigilant about this, and it needs to shame those corporations because, you know, we can't have a reserve military and not have these people support it. If these creditors and corporations take the benefits of American society, then the least that they can do is support these reservists and follow the law.
Well, look, bottom line, we got lied to about this war, about the weapons of mass destruction. Now they're telling us they never said it was about that. It's about elections, whatever. Our troops are there. It's imploding. It's falling apart. The insurgency is getting worse on a daily basis. And the military told, the think tanks told the White House, a bunch of chicken hawks, most of them never been in the military, that you can't do this. They still did this, and they need to be held accountable for what they've done. Now, I know you can still be called up. You don't want to, you know, get into that, but this is wrong. Now they're talking about going into Syria and Iran. They're deploying special forces to the regions. They got carrier groups out there that they're talking about going in. They got a war council with Sharon in a week and a half down the street from me in Crawford, Texas. I mean, what do you see happening?
I think the storm clouds are on the horizon. The interesting thing is that the president has told Iran through Europe that all options are on the table. But at the same time, he's said a draft is not on the table. You know, this is very similar to President Clinton's strategic blunder during the Kosovo War, where he said ground forces are not on the table. When you signal to your enemies that you're unwilling to do something, you essentially telegraph to them the level of your commitment, and you let them know that if they can just wait it out a little bit, or if they can just gut it out, they can win. I think we have to be serious that all options are on the table.
But I want to ask you again. All of the brass told, according to what I've read, told the White House this isn't going to work, and Franks finally said, okay, we'll do it. Yes, man, and now it's a disaster. I mean, so no one's going to be held accountable for that.
That's right. That's right. The brass told the Pentagon and the White House in late 2002 and early 2003 what it would take to decisively win the war and the peace. And the Pentagon chose instead to use a war plan that went light on the troops. And as a result, it did not have the forces it needed.
Because Rumsfeld believes in this blitzkrieg business.
Yeah, he got sold down the river by the success in Afghanistan, which, by the way, is another example of where we haven't had enough troops to decisively win the peace. And they believed that they would be greeted as liberators, and they still believe that. And that, I think, is informing their optimistic testimony to Congress that they can draw down force levels next year or the year after.
Yeah, it shows they're delusional. We've got a break when we get back. I want to talk about, from your sources and your studies of this, Mr. Carter, how you think this war with Iran or Syria is going to start. You talked about China. China's armed to the teeth, and we're not even helping Taiwan, that they weren't even invited to the inauguration. So it looks like Taiwan's being cut loose. So I want to discuss that in the final segment with you. I know you got to go catch an airplane here in an hour or so. And I want to talk about terrorist attacks. You know, why is Bush so confident? Folks, if there's another terrorist attack in this country, that's how they're going to get their draft. Uh-huh. And why are our borders still wide open? So we'll come back and talk to Phil Carter, military analyst, military writer for major publications. And we'll continue after this quick break. Then we'll take your phone calls. Don't forget the new website, Prison Planet. TV. Well, it's not that new. It's almost a year old now.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year, absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
My friends, we're talking to Philip Carter, military analyst, writes commentary for major publications, and he's been writing some articles about how, well, we need a draft. I personally am against a draft. It is conscription, and really it is a form of slavery, especially when they get you in there and use these experimental vaccines on you and have you breathe the depleted uranium. But if our leaders want to be military adventurers and travel around the planet, then they're going to need one. And they are gearing up with the draft boards, as we said earlier, and the rest of it. Phil, from your military sources, as you said, storm clouds on the horizon. I mean, they're really gearing up right now. Do you think it'll be Iran or Syria? And do you think when we move against them, do you think you'll see China, who's openly saying they may invade Taiwan, go ahead and jump on Taiwan?
I think the most imminent threat we face right now is Iran, and that's because of the threat of nuclear weapons. You know, that's not something we can ignore.
And well, if that's the case, then you're not worried about Pakistan or China or North Korea?
I think I'm very worried about North Korea. I'm less worried about Pakistan and India just because we've had some diplomatic success there.
There could be a coup there tomorrow, and the puppet, Musharraf, could be out.
That's right. I'm very skeptical of these things, but, you know, I it's hard to say.
So you really think Iran is a threat, even though they've got inspectors coming out their ears?
Iran is a threat in the same way that Iraq was theoretically a threat. Assuming all the information is true, which is a giant leap of faith, we have to be worried about a state that develops nuclear weapons. Whether they're a friend or an ally, we just have to be able to keep tabs on them and ensure they're going to own those things properly and legitimately, and that they're going to secure them properly.
We don't keep tabs on Israel with 200 devices.
I don't know that we don't keep tabs on them.
They're saying they reserve the right to start nuking people.
Well, every sovereign state reserves the right to defend itself. I worry about the amount of fissile material left in the former Soviet Union. I worry about the production of these machines in Europe that could be proliferated to countries trying to get nuclear weapons.
Hey, why do you think, Captain, why do you think the neocons want Iran so bad?
They have a vision of the Middle East that involves the spreading of democracy because they think that will end all conflict there. I think they minimize the importance of religion in that region, and they don't understand that even if you have democracy, as you actually do to some extent in Iran, you're not going to change the underlying sentiments or policy of those governments.
Well, I mean, this claim of stabilizing things by taking over Iraq, it's only made people hate us even more.
Right. Right.
So where do you stand? I mean, what do you believe?
I believe that we, as a nation, need to pursue our interests broadly defined, and taking into account all the costs and all the benefits in the long term.
So do you agree with the analysis of some of the people, you know, with the Pentagon's new map of the gap and taking over all these third world countries? I mean, those aren't our interests. Those are the interests of Wall Street and corporate interest.
Well, no, I don't agree with Tom Barnett's book, the Pentagon's new map, but I do think that it raises some issues as far as how we can engage the rest of the world. I mean, I don't think military power is the answer to all of these problems.
Yeah, he's telling us China's our buddy.
China may well be a good buddy to have in the next century. If we can engage China better through economic and political means, then we ought to do so, because it is a big boy on the block in Asia, and we are going to have increasingly convergent interests with Asia in the next century.
Oh, so do you think we're going to see a draft? I think we're going to have a convenient terror attack, and I think we're going to see a draft. And I think that's why the government's so confident.
I don't know. You know, I hope there's never another terror attack on the United States, but if it happens, I think the political climate will be ripe for this kind of thing. You know, after September 11th, if the president had proposed a national service program, I think it would have taken off like gangbusters.
And do you support that?
I support it for its own reasons. I would not want to see an attack on U.S. soil, and I would not want to see all of the other policies that resulted from that, such as increased law enforcement powers and so forth.
But is that the talk, though, in the military circles, that there'll be an attack and we'll get the draft?
I don't know that that's the talk, but I think that everyone realizes that another draft will create a state of another attack would create a state of emergency that might lead to it.
Well, that's what Tommy Frank said. All right. Well, Phil Carter, thanks for spending time with us. It was enlightening, and I appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
Take care. Come back. Take your calls. First, I'll comment on what he had to say and answer a question from earlier from a caller.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Monday through Friday, from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're about to go to Patrick and Philip and Ron and Michael and Bruce and many others that are patiently holding. And let me just comment on the last guest. He's out there writing editorials everywhere telling us how good a draft will be. And you heard him clearly after there's another terror attack, and we know who will be behind that, our globalist friends. Then we will get the national conscription, and that will be slavery. And that's why you see this arrogance and this confidence. Get us into the region, get us in there, have an attack, blame it on Iran or Syria, have a national draft, get the giant force, go in there. Meanwhile, our government is going to allow China to have Taiwan. That's a prerequisite for their New World Order. And it's a tragedy. And I'm not putting up with it. My children will never be drafted by this corrupt, evil government. I mean, they won't even put troops on the border, folks. They'll go after the people that are down there just reporting to the Border Patrol what the illegals are doing. The president's calling them, you know, despicable vigilantes. But then, oh, but spy on your neighbors. Homeland Security isn't about protecting this country. It's about turning this country into a nightmare police state. And we had a comment from a caller in the last hour I didn't have time to answer. He was asking about the Masons and how they run things, and he was asking about the government-run white slavery rings. And again, it's like the CIA, or it's like the Baptist Church, or the Catholic Church, or the Jewish groups. The globalists are in power because they're good at getting control of major organizations. That's why their symbol is the pyramid. They have control of the capstone, hence they control the entire pyramidal structure, or top-down authoritarian system. And all the major old institutions, and then the new ones that they spawn, are New World Order control. And so Masons are listening right now, and they get real mad if I criticize them. Well, we're not into Luciferian worship. Why, we're a Christian organization. Oh, yeah, what degree are you? I have the writings of 33rd degree Masons, of the patriarchs of your orders. I understand that they're basically a foyer or an opening doorway into the occult New World Order. And that's what people get confused. They go, well, is it the Rosicrucians, or is it the Illuminati, or is it the Masons, or is it the Catholics, or is it the Jews, or is it the Protestants, or who runs the New World Order? Well, is it the CIA, or is it the KGB that runs it, or is it the... If you look at who's in the Bilderberg Group, and who then is the major heads of media, and who's the head of the CFR, and who's the head of the CIA, you're talking about a couple hundred people who are members of all these organizations. And these organizations all carry out different aims and different operations of the larger system. People who are Bohemian Grove top members are top members of Skull and Bones, or top members of the Bilderberg Group, or top members of the Trilateral Commission. And then you've got minions who are members of all those other organizations who think they've hit the top of the pyramid, which they are in high-level organizations, but they're still a few levels down from the capstone. And this is how an intelligence agency operates. It's how Shin Bet operates. It's how the KGB, today the FSB. It's how the CIA, the NSA. It's need-to-know compartmentalization. This is the pyramid structure. Hence, it's the New World Order symbol. So I hope that answers your question. And the major corporations, the intelligence agencies, the argument was, well, we got to control the drug dealing so other groups don't get control of the drug dealing and use it to outmaneuver us. Oh, we got to control the white slavery trade, or somebody else will get it, and it'll be a good funding mechanism. We hate to do it, but we've got to do it to have total dominance. And really, they're a bunch of sickos at the top who just enjoy all this. They're evil. Well, we got to carry out terror attacks to blame it on the commies. Well, we got to carry out terror attacks to blame it on the terrorists. Well, you know, because they're terrorists, and we got to be more evil than they are to, you know, the truth must be guarded by a bodyguard of lies. You know, these little moral mind games, you know, well, we've got to use the power of the dark side to defeat the dark side, you know, because it's so powerful. But once you take a bite out of the dark side, you're forever fallen, folks. Once you really join it, once you make that sick decision, because I've talked to globalists, I've interviewed globalists, I've read their publications, and, well, the world is so evil, and there's so many evil people out there, we've got to be more evil than anyone else to outmaneuver the other evil groups, because we secretly guard the light, and the end justifies the means and survival of the fittest, and we hate what we're doing, but we've got to do it, or somebody else will do it. It's just the nature of things. We've got to have world government to stop a nuclear exchange or a biological weapons release. Meanwhile, they're handing out the nuclear weapons and biologicals and telling us that Iran's a threat. But don't worry about China and Pakistan. It's a joke. And so you're going to wake up one morning and it's going to be on the news. Cleveland, Ohio today, Chicago, Illinois today, Dallas, Texas today, Houston, Texas today, whatever city they hit. Denver, Colorado, Los Angeles, California, San Francisco, the governor's there saving the victims. Despite the radiation problems, the governor went in. He's so valiant. Shouldn't we amend the Constitution for him after what he did? The governor's in the hospital recuperating from radiation exposure. What an incredible hero. We should really give him the gift of repealing a section of the Constitution so he could be our president. I mean, I can see it all now, folks. Look at the governor hauling out the children himself. You can see these scenarios. You can war game these out off of how they've been pre-brainwashing us before it happens. Well, like President Bush, well, I never thought we'd do it, but yes, we've been hit hard. We're going to have a draft. Well, I never thought I'd be for it, but all right, pass it. They've now passed the draft, ladies and gentlemen. Young people are lining up. And then they'll only need this draft for another 5 years, because in 5 years, half the military is going to be robotic, ground forces, air forces. That's mainstream news. It's not a science fiction movie. It's 2005. And so then you won't have to be in harm's way, and it'll be, you won't have to see all the killing you're doing, and you'll have all been properly trained on the video games designed by the Pentagon, where you're in an office building in a nondescript area of a city controlling attack drones on the ground 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 miles away. Everything's going to be toll roads and scanners and taxation. It's a nightmare. All right, let's go to the calls here. Thanks for holding. Patrick in Maryland. Patrick, go ahead.
Thank you for your program today. It's really interesting.
Well, thank you.
I haven't given a lot of thought to this over the last 2 years. In light of the Patriot Acts 1 and 2, the terrorist watch list, public school surveillance of students and enforced drugging, proposed driver's licenses, national ID card, news media's propagandists, the doctrine of preemptive war by the government, among other things, would you say that we are, for all practical purposes, witnessing the Nazification of American government, culture, and society?
Well, yes, the tyranny. I mean, it's the same model, the same system, just with a high-tech overlay. I mean, it's the exact same pattern. It's the exact same script. You'd have to be an idiot not to see it.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because, you know, there's some amazing parallels and similarities between the years of 1932 and 1937 in Nazi Germany and the years 2000 and 2005 in America. I mean, people should read William Shirer's book, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, which covers the years from 1932 to 37, among others. I mean, I think it'll really wake them up.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you read mainstream, even history books, like Heinz Hobel's Order of the Death said, it's the secret societies fighting with each other over control of Hitler from their own documents, the Masons sneaking around, one group for Hitler, the other group against him. It's all there. And it's the same stuff over and over again.
Well, did you know in the Washington Post today, the headline was this, U.S. will tighten passport rules. Canada-Mexico borders to be affected by 2008. In the first paragraph, millions of Americans will be required to show passports when they re-enter the United States from Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean islands by 2008 under the new rules announced yesterday by the state Homeland Security Department.
Yeah, good point. Thanks for the call. This is how the spin works. They put Rice and Gonzalez up there. We need to expand the Patriot Act and reauthorize it because it sunsets. The key provisions, 213, 802, 215, they do not sunset. It's a lie. It's a mechanism to always expand it every few years. And then, we're going to stop the illegal aliens now. We just got to have some controls. What they don't tell you is they accept the consul matricula cards under the Pan-American Union and the Super NAFTA highway that Rick Perry's now pushing for. They're already building the thing about 6 miles, 7 miles from where I sit. The illegals will just pour across legally. They're going to, quote, fix the illegal problem by just legalizing all of them. I mean, that's what Bush is doing. But then they tell you, but citizens will have to do it too now. That's going to be domestically. So it's a big problem. You're right. Phil or Philip in Virginia. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of crazy, isn't it? You know, the American people have to put up with this all for the sake of protecting us against terrorism. But I wanted to have a news flash here. The white supremacist Matthew Hale was sentenced to 40 years for soliciting the death of a federal judge. But it's okay for Bush and others to engage in the same behavior through programs like the Rewards of Justice or Rewards for Justice. Boy, what a crock that is.
Yeah, that's it. For those who don't know, about a dozen people every day are brought up on TV, bleeding, black eyes, literally a media that was up on a parapet and saw it, saw them with sandwich boards with what they're supposed to read and say, And it's, quote, fighting terrorism, terrorist in the hands of justice. And the people will, I'm a terrorist, I robbed someone. See, now robbing is terrorism, and there's no juries, no nothing. You just have public confessions, and then people are hauled off. And then they've got a guy who admittedly bombed movie theaters and school buses, a Lowy, the terrorist, running the country.
Yeah, just despicable.
What do you think of that last guest talking about how we need this draft?
Oh, he's totally brainwashed or just uninformed. But, yeah, I had a question for him. I was wondering if he was he was behind this imperial mobilization because, you know, according to their own writings, you know, that's what this is all about. And I wanted to quote him, one of my favorite people, Mr. General Smedley Butler, and he characterized his career as a racketeer for U.S. imperialism and capitalism in general. And the reason why our military is having a problem and the guys don't want to stay in and they don't want to go is because of a quote by Mr. Hermann Göring that I printed off of your website. Why, of course, the people don't want war. But after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and it is always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it is a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country, and that's what I wanted to read to your guests.
Yeah, he said that during the Nuremberg trials.
Yes. But I have four quick questions for you. You were last hour you were had a little wish list of things, and one of them was about senators, and I didn't catch what you said about the senators.
Well, until 1913 when they gave us the income tax with the 16th Amendment, the 17th Amendment, before the senators were creatures of the states because states were independent, and it was something that they weren't able to erase after the Civil War, trying to get total federal dominance. But before 1913 and the 17th Amendment, this is very important, the legislatures, which we elect, they would then vote and appoint the senators. And they would recall the senators if they didn't do exactly what they were told to do by the legislatures. And that gave the states a trump over the federal government. And look now what's happened. We have an imperial senate, literally, that's what they call it, that just does whatever it wants.
Okay, yeah, I see that. All right, you mentioned also earlier you had a caller mention about George Norrie. Does the Austin station that you did Coast to Coast on with him also carry the syndicated government propagandists?
Talking about Lord Limbaugh?
Yeah, and Hannity. And
no, they don't carry Hannity.
But they do carry Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Well, that was great. I was really happy that you got in there on enemy territory, so to speak. And we had our cause had a little coup on that day. Also, let me mention real quick, the whole world is wondering after the papal beast right now. Don't fall for it. Come out of her, my people. And do you know a fellow named Richard Hirschfeld?
No,
you remember?
I don't.
He was. Supposedly committed suicide back in January, and he was local here in Hampton Roads, and he had all kinds of connections, and Nixon, both Bushes, he may have helped capture supposedly Saddam Hussein, but I just didn't know if you had any inside information about
it. No, there's so much happening, but now I know about it because you told me.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I appreciate your call, Phil. Good to hear from you. God bless you, my friend. A lot of good points that man just brought up. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
I called up in reference to the new standards initiated by the State Department that will require American citizens to have passports when they try to re-enter the country from this hemisphere, most particularly Mexico and Canada.
With RFID chips.
Yes, and that's correct, with the new technology. And the most glaring omission in this new law, in which they're claiming that it's designed to protect the United States, is that as it concerns Mexicans coming into the United States, although requires very cheap, flimsy are ERTSAT's piece of identification issued by their government, and the larger onus, weight, and responsibility will be on an American citizen to get back into his own country.
Listen, when they put biometrics in the states, the illegals, they don't have to do it. They're given a waiver.
Particularly illegals from Mexico. In fact, the standards for Canadians, as though we're being swamped by illegal Canadians in this country, will also be very high. And yet the Bush administration has used its political rhetoric to sell this as though this thing is going to be applied equally.
No, all people hear is, ooh, getting tough on immigration. Hey, good job, Bush. Meanwhile, he's with Fox going, I want amnesty.
Getting tough on American citizens when they attempt to enter into their own country. In other words, the only one that's going to bear heavy weight is going to be the American citizen. The Mexican citizen will cross your borders more easily than you can cross your borders. And also, this indicates to me that everything eventually dovetails. This is a signal to me that they are going to start a draft because they want to keep control of American citizens in case they wind up...
No, you're right. You're right. They signed a deal with Canada so people can't run to Canada. Absolutely right. We'll be back. More calls, more news. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives in education.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We will continue with your calls in the next hour. Interesting article out of the Des Moines Register. It's 6 pages long. Des Moines Register, Gannon, is he Johnny Gosch? And they admit that blogs broke the news of Gannon being a fake reporter paid by the White House and being a male prostitute. And they kind of leave it open and say, is he Johnny Gosch, and it gets into the CIA slave rings and the rest of it, showing that the blogs, that is alternative media, on the Internet are now really, in many cases, forcing the mainstream media to respond. So we will get into that subject as well. As I said earlier, I've got a big stack of articles here in front of me concerning toll roads. Here in Texas, they've got a bill right now to put a transponder in your car by law to tax you for every mile you drive. That's been their plan all along. And then listeners started emailing me local news articles in their area of the country where the exact same thing's happening. Listen to this. Additional proposed toll roads revealed. WOAI San Antonio, they're going not only Austin and Houston, but Bexar County is going to have a bunch of toll roads. Another headline, this is out of Lafayette. State considers emulating Texas road funding system, making basically the whole state a toll road. Here's another one, privatization of U.S. toll roads and other infrastructure gaining speed, says a major group studying this. New York Post, driving New York to ruin. They're about to double the tolls again. Here's another one, tech zaps tax cheats. Oh, wait till you hear this. I'm going to get into all that in detail in the next hour. Also want to get into the Johnny Gosch case. And this talk of trying to get Mel Gibson to run for president. Yeah, a lot better than Arnold Schwarzenegger. And he's an American citizen who was born here. So it would be good to have Mel run. And he'd beat out Schwarzenegger, hands down, which the globalists are trying to maneuver into the presidency. Before we end this hour, though, I want to implore the listeners to please write this down, to please take action. This will have an effect. This is waking people up. It's one of the best tools we've got. The most powerful video I've ever made, my 12th film, is Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State. And the DVD is now available, a little bit over 3 hours long. The VHS is 2 hours, 35 minutes. It's really three films in one. We cover the latest police state developments. We spend an hour on September 11th, like no other film does, detailing how the globalists carried it out. From NORAD stand down to Building 7 to Dick Cheney in control of NORAD to what the Bushes were doing on 9/11. And then we spend an hour on who the elite is, what makes them tick, their philosophy, their ideology, the Nazi connections, the occult connections. It's all documented. You got to get Martial Law 9/11 Rise of the Police State. The toll-free number to order the film. There's a bunch of other videos I offer, a bunch of other specials I'm offering, so be sure and ask about that when you call. Is 1-888-253-3139. The film's $25.95. Get a second copy for $19.95 when you order one to give us a gift. 888-253-3139 or order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. We can also watch free clips of the film at InfoWars.com or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv where you can get monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. Watch the new film in its entirety and all my other films. And weekly TV reports, it goes on. Prison Planet. PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, the DVD's out, so get it today and spread the word. Third hour, 70 seconds away.